Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a nosy refrigerator. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, when Joe gets here by going to davinsden.com. Click on that and then click chat and listen live. Joe will be running the pen tonight. If you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Russ Ferdico.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back, Russ.
Always fun.
Joe will be here, shortly, and comedian Kevin Israel will be here shortly. Kevin's hysterical?
That guy is absolutely hysterical.
And he's on your side, too. It's 1-3.
Yes. Blood-sucking Republicans versus a liberal. I love it.
Yes. I agree with the first part. Pippa's off tonight. She's left me on my own. On the show tonight, I think we'll do, when we do the syndicated portion of the show, I think we'll do a skosh on local politics and how dirty that was and how briefly I was inserted into a battle royale between two people I'm not voting for. But sometimes you need a lib to keep the peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though I'm not a lib, but to a lot of people on the right, I am. So there's that. We'll get into that. Missouri says you don't need no stinking training to carry a concealed gun.
Why not? Yeah, you do.
Well, no, the new law says you don't.
Training, listen, I've taken every safety course.
You live in New York. It's a different law.
They're all the same. These safety courses are a joke.
We'll get there.
Safety on.
We'll get there.
Don't point your gun at somebody.
Well, that's a good idea.
I love Missouri. Everybody should do what Missouri's
doing.
Oh,
my God. You're so wrong. We'll get there. A soldier thrown in jail for giving away top secret information wants a sex change, and guess who gets to pay for that?
I guess us.
Yeah, that'll be us. I have a query. Do friends really want honesty? I'm not so sure they do.
No. Davin, I always liked you.
What?
Davin, I always liked you.
There's the lying. Joe wanted to do this one, so we're going to do this. It's not really eminent domain, but he was curious about it. An oil pipeline and the Native Americans that don't want it built.
Nah, can't blame him on that one.
Oh, so you're all right. So you're on the side of the Natives. Home appliances are spying on you. And we'll do some bitter on Twitter. We haven't done that in a while. Have you been here?
No, I have never done bitter on Twitter.
It's a clean game. I figured you might have folks listening. I wouldn't do the smut.
Better than boozy or floozy.
Boozy or floozy. Name that orgasm. Name that orgasm was on the discussion table. I said, you know what?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you've never done that?
No, and I'm a fan of it, actually.
So come back whenever you want. I'll do it.
We have to.
Name that orgasm.
No, that's fine. Man.
I can't do it during the syndicated portion, but yeah, I'll do name that orgasm.
Oh, right on.
I just figured with all that was going on in your political.
No, I don't represent. I'm Russ.
I understand, but you are a beacon of light.
If that's the case, I feel bad for everybody in Orange County.
I feel bad for them too. But
I'm the best we got. We're screwed.
Far be it from me to tarnish this lofty position you find yourself in.
Oh God, if you want to call it that, man,
I will. So I did. I was away in Oklahoma this past weekend. Ever been to Oklahoma?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of Oklahoma?
After 9 o'clock, the whole place shuts down.
What city were you in?
I was actually Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Yes.
I was in Miami, Oklahoma.
Really?
Which is about an hour 15 north of Tulsa.
Wow. So there was absolutely nothing out there. What were you?
I was performing. It was a vacation.
To whom?
People.
The cricket?
No, there's a lot of casinos up there.
Really? Oh, no, really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Really?
So I was doing that. Which is nice. Second time I've been there.
Did you see you in the middle of the cornfield talking to crows?
No, there wasn't. I didn't see any cornfields. They do have mushroom fields which smell like farts.
Get out.
Yeah, the girl who's driving me around, who works at the casino, she's like, that wasn't me.
Nice.
I wasn't going to accuse you of it. It's like, yeah, when the mushrooms get ripe, they smell like that. Oh, it's like kind of their version of Elizabeth on the turnpike.
Oh, yeah, instead of crude oil.
Yeah.
They get fart.
Yeah. That's their more organic way of stinking.
It's a natural sulfur.
Yeah. So I'm doing morning radio with on one of the country stations. That's where they do a commercial. The Christian show wouldn't have me.
Really?
Yeah, they won't take anybody from the casino, whatever.
Wow. All right, so they're like hardcore out there.
Yeah, but the guy's name is Woody.
Wow. So Woody thinks everyone's going to hell.
I guess. I think I would have been great on his show. I think I would have been fantastic.
He definitely would have brought some balance to it.
Yes, I don't think they're looking for balance, though.
That's unfortunate.
I think I intimidated the morning guy.
How'd you do that? You start singing Hava Nagila?
No, he's a radio guy, and I guess I can be a little much.
Really?
I guess.
I never noticed. It's one of those trustworthy friend things.
I don't know. I mean, they were reading birthdays, as these morning shows do, and I said we should read obituaries. Because I think that would be a good bit.
In the morning?
Well, when's a good time for obituaries?
Oh, God.
Isn't the morning perfect? Start your day and go, hey, thank God it's not mine.
That's one way of looking at it.
I always look to the silver lining.
The most morbid part of the news you want to start your day off with.
It's better than birthdays. Everybody does birthdays.
It's a little bit more cheerful in the morning while you're having your coffee.
Is it? It's boring radio.
It's boring.
And they did it on the TV show I was on, too.
So, fear and death cells. That's the message.
It's better than boring radio.
Okay. Here goes the neighborhood. Joe's here.
Joe is settling in, so the chat will start. Joe made surprisingly good time for a change.
Yeah, buddy.
It's good to see Joe here. We'll let him settle in.
Flying up from the island, the world's biggest parking lot.
Ugh. Tell you what, I see some of the people on Facebook from the island, and I'm going to start rooting for storms.
Nice.
I hope Joe takes shelter, but some of the others, I don't mind if they get blown out to sea.
Nice.
I'm going to root for Sandy this time.
You're all going down.
Which one? Oh, you're sitting in that one, Joe.
Yeah, because you're Jeremy.
I'm not Jeremy. I'm
Jeremy.
Fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm 24 hours. I'm good.
You were sick? Oh, really? Hold on. You did not disclose this before.
Yesterday. I'm fine now. Yeah, I caught it from my feature.
Your feature?
My opening act. He was sick.
Okay.
And then yesterday I got sick, but I'm good now.
Oh. It's safe over here.
So what, Kevin's going to sit over there? Kevin's coming.
All right. I didn't know Kevin was coming. I forgot.
Dude, you get me sick. I'm going to be totally pissed.
I'm not going to get you sick. Only kids get you sick. I'm not going to get you sick. I'm fine. I am fine. I had my issues yesterday.
Okay.
I have been taking it easy today. I muscled through. I was like Hillary, except I'm still standing.
So today, you didn't wipe, you padded.
No, I'm good. I'm good to go, baby. I'm ready. As the hours go on, I'm feeling better and better.
Hour count
good
hours,
for you,
man.
I think I'm coming out with shingles.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I'm still feeling tingling and stuff like that.
That's not good.
You know, shit.
Why did you guys call me here tonight? I got kids at home.
I'm going to snuggle with you.
Yeah, we're not having a makeout session.
Wake up tomorrow with,
this isn't a date.
With shingles and diarrhea. Thanks, guys.
Russ wants the canoodle. For his sponsorship, he expects a little bit more.
I don't know, Joe. You know how I feel about ball guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you like to crack boards over their head. I've seen it.
So have I. I felt it.
Yeah, for you.
No, I'm good to go. I'm getting better by the hour. Last night was a little rough. Good to go.
Did you have to work last night?
No. Yeah, I came back from Oklahoma. On Sunday,
right,
and last night in the afternoon, and I had a tuna sandwich, and that'll set you off.
Oh, bad tuna! Yeah, that's
it's
not
nice
good.
To revisit tuna on the way out.
Yeah.
So, but I'm good now. Today it's been a day of broth and
broth
and granola. I'm good.
You got AIDS.
I might. I'm not always safe on the road. No, I'm good. I'm fine. We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. That's great. My immune system's crashing by the second. We're ready to go.
Stop it. It's not like I licked the microphone.
I'm going to look like Hillary Clinton tomorrow morning. Thanks.
If I can still stand, you should be able to still stand. Hillary, you know, she's like all of us. She muscles through. We've all gone to work sick.
There's a difference between sick and dying.
She had pneumonia.
Pneumonia? That's not pneumonia, buddy. My goodness.
What do you think it was?
I don't know.
She got the HIV?
It could be the high five. We don't know.
High five.
Yeah, it makes it more festive. Got the high five.
Could be a high five.
Little congratulations before I took that seat.
She needs a high five in the face with a snow shovel.
Good. The reinforcements have arrived.
Oh, that's right. Republicans in the house now, Dad.
Yes. You guys are quite intimidating.
We don't get you.
Yes, your mental muscle scares me.
Progressive.
And your health care plan, too. Yeah.
That's right. You don't want a health care plan.
No, we want one that works.
Exactly.
Well, we hadn't have one before.
Exactly. Well, we don't have one now.
We did have one before. It was called Medicaid and Medicare, and the liberals blew that, too, my friend.
No, everybody should have had that. That's what we should have had.
People talked about reforming it for almost 75 years.
No, they didn't do it.
Dude, we're talking about Roosevelt here.
They didn't do it.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
You're going back in time?
No, I just say like saying Lincoln like that. Lincoln,
good man.
A little Purell for Joe there?
Yeah.
A little Aquavel.
Do you have some for me? I didn't know this guy was sick before.
You want some Purell?
Yes, please.
Purell. Yeah, sure. There you go.
Fine.
Rub it all over my
Do I look sick?
No.
No, you don't look sick, but yeah, you can still be germy, man. I think that was a good use of words, by the way. Germy.
That is germy. We're all Purelling up.
So if you guys come on with anything, it's my fault.
Yes.
Pretty much, man.
Whatever.
I've got diphtheria, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Goddamn Ebola, you shit.
Well, you wanted to lose weight, Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Kevin Israel strolling in.
The gang's here.
Hello, buddy. How's it going? Good to see you, man.
Hey, Kevin.
It's the right-wing propaganda three hours.
That's right.
My hands are wet because I put Purell on. You might want to get some from Joe.
I was sick yesterday. I'm fine.
Our lovely host has it coming out of both ends.
Sick
and,
in one day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. A little issue. Fine. Feature got me ill. I'm good.
Why do liberals always get sick?
How do you know the feature got
important?
You ill?
Because he had it.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
What, were you sharing the condo or something like
no,
that?
No, we shared a microphone.
Okay.
Shared a microphone. He's sitting next to me. And, you know, but he had it worse than I did. He was bad for like...
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
He was bad like for a couple of days.
How'd he get through his shows?
I don't know. I was pretty impressed with that. Because he was in a bad way. He was running to the bathroom and everything, but he...
Wow.
Yeah, but he got through it. You gotta respect that.
Yeah, right on, man.
So,
right
it was on. Tough. Tough like Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
It wasn't coughing.
What difference does it make now?
That's out of context, but we're not going.
I will cure everybody of pneumonia.
That would be lovely.
And
that would be
I will make it.
I hope somebody does.
There will be no more pneumonia for anybody.
All right, she's not Trump. Settle down. She's not promising ridiculous.
Trump would say, "I'm building a wall around pneumonia."
Nobody's gonna have beautiful. Nobody's gonna have pneumonia. It's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah. we're gonna cure it bigly.
I'll tell you another thing. We're gonna knock door to door. We're gonna give the families of terrorists pneumonia.
Yeah,
we're gonna make out with them. They're all getting pneumonia. Wait. They're gonna be too weak to cause terror. We're gonna make America great again and Muslims sick again.
Nice. We're gonna give the Mexicans the flu while we're at it.
Well, the Mexicans have their own issue with water. So.
Yeah, and Montezuma's revenge. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Anywho.
So I'm doing this morning show, and I think the guy's afraid of me. Because he's sitting there like this. He's like awkward. He doesn't like really know how to feed.
The Christian dude from Oklahoma.
No, he's not a Christian. He's a country music guy.
Oh, all right.
Christian radio wouldn't even let me on.
Wow,
This is the country music guy. But at one point, I did make coffee shoot out his nose.
Get out.
Yeah, that's a win.
Nice.
That's
yes,
a win. Because we do that here. Not coffee. But liquids have shot out of noses here.
Nice.
But the worst is when it's grape soda. That's a loss for the house.
That stuff stains.
It does stain. But we're good here. So he did tell me, I learned something. The owner of his radio station, and owns a bunch of radio stations, made a movie just so he could star in it to make out with Vanna White in the 80s.
That is a brilliant plan.
That is a brilliant plan.
Wow, that's a very 80s plan.
Wow.
What like people don't do that now?
No. Sure. Wow. Just including Vanna White in anything.
I'm going to take out a second mortgage and call Jessica Alba tonight.
What movie was... I only know of one movie Vanna White was in.
What movie do you know of?
It was called Aphrodite.
No.
Where she was a goddess in it.
This is Gypsy Angels, where she was a stripper. And there's some topless scenes.
With Vanna White.
With Vanna White.
Wow.
And he's making out with her.
Everybody's Googling.
Is it on Netflix? I know,
right? The DVD's
Google
out
server
there.
Just crashed.
The DVD is out there, and he's like some scamp stuntman who flies planes. So that's how they come. There's like a whole bunch of makeout scenes.
Out.
I saw a trailer of it. You could Google it, Gypsy Angels. But yeah, Vanna was looking good in 82. Not that she looks bad now.
She was looking hot in the late 90s, man. She's still good looking.
She holds up.
I just thought that was a brilliant strategy. So
I'm a fan.
I am too. So, Joe, you'll like this. An audience member who was at least 350 pounds and in overalls and missing a front tooth proudly proclaimed that he was a deplorable. And I had not even mentioned Trump.
That's fantastic.
What, were they all sitting on benches?
What?
In the club, you know, something like, we're all sitting on benches, and there's overhead, we're going to have a comedy show.
No, I'm sorry, because I came in late. Where were you?
I was in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Where that sign goes.
And for Joe's personality, right?
I just thought that was funny that a guy proudly proclaimed I'm deplorable. Hillary really has made that like a calling card. That was really stupid.
He was in the basket?
He was what?
He was in the basket.
He might have. I don't know. He didn't seem that deplorable.
Put the Trump supporter in the basket or else you get the hose again.
Do you guys remember early 80s wrestling?
Yeah.
Remember Uncle Elmer?
Yes, of
kind of
course.
Like Hillbilly Jim's like
Hillbilly Jim and Uncle Elmer. Absolutely.
He kind of reminded me of Uncle Elmer.
Oh, no.
A nice enough guy, but like just a huge guy hanging out with his old mom, missing a tear. I'm a deplorable.
You don't want to leave your kids alone with him, but he was a nice guy.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. I asked during my show what women get dressed up for Halloween to lead into a bit. And a Native American told me that last year she got dressed up as a member of the KKK.
Wow. That's gross.
Yeah, Kevin's eyes bugged out. That's the proper response. She thought it was hilarious.
There's nothing funny about that.
Now, I bring this up.
Well, it's lazy. All you got to do is like make two holes in a sheet and you're
done. Was she a ghost or a Klan's member, though?
No, I asked.
She was a Native American woman who dressed up as a KKK member.
Yes.
Which is even more effed up.
There was three of them that did this.
Wow.
I mean, how much starch do you need in the top of that sheet?
Yeah, really.
To come to a point. I don't even know that works. Now, I bring this out because last week I was telling the story of when I was in Michigan, somebody started shouting KKK.
Oh, lovely.
And I just goofed on it.
Yeah.
And I went on, and I wasn't really happy with the way I dealt with it because I kind of felt like it needed to be stopped and addressed.
Sure. Good for you, man.
But I didn't do that. But Joe told me, no, you're doing a job. You got to go for the laughs.
Yeah. Ooh.
I didn't feel good about myself for that. So when this happened, I kind of addressed it and did funny. But obviously, it wasn't planned. I said, the only time KKK is funny, and this isn't really funny, but I got to laugh, is if you're a stuttering problem and you're looking for Kmart. I said,
no. You know, kids, fun is fun, but let's get serious for a moment.
I'm going to
put the mic in the stand. We're going to sit and talk.
No, but I
people's got feelings, and they might get hurt. You in the overalls. You understand that. You in the
Different
sheet.
Show.
Yeah.
Different show. I'm sure he would have. No, I said, there's nothing funny about the KKK. I go, you're Native American. Think about if I went trick-or-treating holding scalps. Or
nice.
Well, what if you were walking on the side of the road and I threw garbage at your feet? Remember that old commercial? No, of course.
What are you talking about?
Remember the old Indian
That's
commercial?
That's a proper response.
No, where there was an old commercial.
Were you crying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the guy drives by and throws garbage at the feet.
You should
have
gone with a crying Native American Indian. We knew.
I remember that commercial.
Yeah.
I do.
If I wanted to offend a Native American, I'd go with Davin's idea with the scalps first.
Yeah. I said, what's next? You're going to walk around in blackface? You're going to put the Asian eyes? I go, no, it's wrong. You can't do that. She was laughing, but I made my point, and I felt good about it.
Good for you, man.
So
yeah.
I think that's the proper way. Apparently, this is becoming a new trend where people need to shout KKK at me.
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool.
That really is not cool.
No, but this is what I encounter. So you just had a tour.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was great. It was down in Florida. We did Palm Harbor, Boca, Melbourne, and Tallahassee.
I bet they loved you in Boca.
We're hitting the Mahjong circuit, are you?
We had great shows all throughout. It was a lot of fun. I got to really experience the difference between North and South Florida.
Oh, there's a big difference.
Is there? What's the difference?
Well, you got to go to the Panhandle. You want to experience
another
difference.
Mason-Dixon line.
Tallahassee. So
oh, that's good.
Yeah, close enough.
I've played Tallahassee.
My girlfriend is from Fort Lauderdale,
right.
Miami area. And she, whenever she says where she's from, she says, I'm from South Florida. She never says Florida. And I always make fun of her because I didn't get it. Now I get it.
Yes.
Now she doesn't want to be associated with the northern half. So, North Florida is like South Georgia.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, it really is.
So,
South Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
So that was an experience.
And anything interesting?
We're in a city of 500 million people.
Because if it's me, they're yelling stuff at me.
Yeah, I think that's just what you incite in the audience.
I really don't.
I didn't have any incidents. They were
really?
They were the great crowds.
That's the funny thing. Yeah, I'll do the same thing. Yeah, the gig, you know. I had a good time. The gig went well. Everything, you know. Yeah, the gig went well. Me, there was a helicopter and some police horses and.
First of all, you both witnessed when mayhem has occurred, and it wasn't my fault. Yeah. I mean, you were with me when they called the SWAT team. I mean, you were with me when a fight broke out in the back of the room. It wasn't my fault.
He cannot go anywhere.
No, but it's not my fault. So.
I feel like it's nothing you say. I think it might just be your aura. It's an energy you put out.
Mayhem, chaos.
People just want to shout racial slurs at you.
Yeah.
Harbor anger.
It could be, but that doesn't happen everywhere.
I did meet a woman who said she's a pirate. And she,
yesterday was Pirate Day.
Yeah, it was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Right on, man.
And
a butch pirate?
And she, no.
No.
Lovely, Devin.
And
classed up my show.
And she actually she owns an actual pirate ship. That is docked somewhere in Florida and is a tourist trap.
That would make her a pirate.
Oh, I did that with my daughter, in South Carolina.
That actually would make her a pirate.
North Carolina,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah. But now, but
Maryland.
It,
yeah.
Apparently, it's not seaworthy, and she's now saving up to get a seaworthy pirate ship, and she's going to live on it.
Arr, she ran aground.
How many doubloons is it going to take to make it seaworthy?
I got me pieces of eight.
Arr. We need more doubloons to a crowd buzz, a crowd
fund. She had very large doubloons, actually.
Really?
Really? Larger, better.
I mean, what's the point of having a pirate ship that's a sea attraction that doesn't go anywhere?
Well, I know, yeah.
What is she going to have, a presidential debate there? Like, it's the Titanic? Is that the thing?
Yeah, right.
I was hoping she had, like, Pirates of Penzance. She had, like, musical shows on it, but apparently
not. I think they do that to float the kids around. So kids get, like, a pirate experience.
Yeah, you go on the boat, you check it out. It's like the Mayflower up in Plymouth.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a replica. Like if you took it out in the harbor, you'd sink.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a museum.
It's like
yeah.
a display purposes only. You go
yeah,
on,
exactly.
you look around.
Yeah, it's like,
it's,
you
know,
that's
you
know type
yeah.
thing.
We went on one in Ocean City. It went around, went out into the bay, yeah. and they had like a whole pirate show.
Well, that's what she wants to get.
Well,
that's,
one day.
That's the goal. That's
one day.
The goal. Saving her shekels.
With a good crowdfunding, we can make that
You got
to
have
happen.
Goals, man. You got to have goals.
If you people could just donate your valuable
reach for
the money. Yeah.
For just 35 cents a day, you can buy her.
You're going to have your own pirate ship and sail the seven seas.
Kickstarter.
I feel like you should get free pirate ship rides if you do donate to it.
Yeah, that would, yeah. You
like
know.
Whenever you want. Like when you fly the family, we're going on a pirate ship.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be good. You know, one round trip around the bay, two trips around the bay.
Be a destination. Yeah.
Tell you what, people have interesting dreams.
I met a guy who was a, have you ever heard of the Hash House Harriers?
The what now?
The Hash House Harriers?
None of you have, huh? So the Hash, I actually met, I knew a guy in college who was a member of this group.
It's
so,
a band.
So I know. It,
yeah, no.
It's an organization, and I if anybody's listening and I get this wrong and they know what I'm talking about, I apologize. But I believe it was a group started around World War II. There were some soldiers stationed in either South America or somewhere off the coast of Africa. I can't remember, but it was a tropical type location, and they had nothing to do. They were nowhere near the fighting, and they were basically just bored.
These were U.S. military?
Yes, U.S. military. And so they created this club, and they called it the Hash House Harriers. And what they would do is every week or so they would have these races through the jungle. And they would set these courses with flowers so you knew where the trails were. And the person that lays the trail is called the rabbit. And he lays a trail through the jungle. And then he lays false trails because you're trying to get to the end. And it's a race to get to the end and to pick. It's basically he's laying a maze. And at the end of the.
This is what we would call a cornfield.
At the end
like
of
what
a,
we, like what
yeah,
we
corn
do.
Maze.
Like,
yeah,
we
yeah,
do
yeah.
A corn
yeah,
maze.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. But at the end of it is a keg of beer.
All right.
And they would have a huge party. And it
how
this
are they getting
thing.
These resources? Aren't we fighting a war? They got kegs of beer lying around?
I'm sure. Soldiers are always able to get beer. So
not
so
mash.
This became a thing, hey, and now it's this huge global organization where there is these groups, there are these hash house groups everywhere. They're all over the world, and if you're a member, you can literally just go anywhere and find somebody, and you can stay at their place, and they're like
it's basically like a fraternity,
kinda.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a hippie fraternity.
But wait, so these people aren't all old?
Some of them are older, some of them are younger.
So this is still going on.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's still, oh, it's still.
So we're
thriving.
we're still stationing people.
No. It's left. It's not the military anymore.
Oh,
now it's just. I knew a guy in college who did it, and he would just have these people show up, and once you get into the group, you get a hash house name. I think it's called.
Oh.
and he would have people over, and he would never know their real names.
He
would be like, oh, this is McFluckin.
And McFluckin?
Nice. Yeah, and I would be like, oh, that's his last name? No, that's his hash name. What's his real name? I don't know.
So how do you get into this? You know somebody?
So if he robs you, you have to tell the local police?
The specifics.
So the thing is, it's just about solving mazes.
No, it's more about getting drunk.
Yeah.
The mazes are just, it's basically a big party. A lot, like, people run naked and, like,
well,
or in, like,
streaking.
Like,
that
in,
happens
in, like, the weird costumes.
What? Adults.
It's yeah. I mean, you have people out there LARPing, dressing up as...
Wait, LARPing?
You know what a LARPing is?
No.
That's when you go dress up in the medieval gear.
Live action role play.
Yeah.
No, I know nothing about
it. I had no idea
it's
it was
like,
an acronym.
It's like a Renaissance fair.
That I know.
Except you dress up as fantasy characters, and you go out and you
Now
battle.
That sounds fun.
Like a Comic-Con people?
Kinda,
yeah.
except
yeah.
you're actually acting out scenarios and stuff.
Do they joust?
Did you ever see Role Models? You never saw the movie Role Models?
I don't know. I might have. This kind of sounds like reenactments of real wars, but they're fake wars.
Kinda. Yeah. I mean, you know, you have wizards and people dressed up as elves and whatever.
I am living life wrong. Like, I don't have time for any of this.
like I do.
I am missing a whole, like, world of shenanigans.
Well, typically when somebody's into this, that's all they do. That's
so they live at home.
That's their thing.
They live at home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Lisa says a 21-year-old nephew.
Well, they might live alone.
What?
Lisa says a 21-year-old nephew LARPs.
LARPs. I didn't even know yeah. LARPing was a thing.
Yeah. I never knew there was an acronym for it.
Yeah.
I know people do. Yeah, like you said, they go to the Renaissance fairs and whatnot. And
yeah.
They have medieval battle reenactments, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I had no idea it was an acronym.
Yeah, we have a Renaissance fair up here.
Yeah, I feel weird about
a lot of those people probably LARP.
Probably.
Yeah.
But where Renaissance fair is a bunch of people just getting together and putting on like a little show.
Yeah, just hanging out. I love
they actually act out some type of story or something.
I'd only go
like a live Dungeons and Dragons
game. It's like live Dungeons and
Dragons.
Oh,
right on. Exactly. I played.
Do you know what Dungeons and Dragons is?
I do. I did not play it.
I had a 20th level character. I did. I'll whip all your asses.
What now?
I had a 20th level Dungeons and Dragons character when I was a kid.
Yeah, what was his Thacko?
His Thacko? Oh, God. Now you're going.
The way you look at me. You call me old, and so you look at me still.
No, this is an old thing. The 20 sided.
This is a nerd thing.
Lisa says your age is showing.
20,
yeah.
My age is showing?
Well,
there's
a 20th level.
What does that mean?
I guess you didn't know what a LARPer was.
Wow.
Why would I know what a LARPer is? I'm an adult.
Back to grade school, man. You're messing with me.
Yeah, to hit armor class zero.
It's funny. You look at Kevin, you go, well, there's a guy who got laid all his life, but then not so much.
Oh, I still did.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you slay a maiden?
You totally hook up and be a D&D geek.
Yeah? What was his name?
Lothar.
Lothar.
And I had another Rendian one.
King of the Hill people.
I had another one, McCloud, from the Highlander movie.
Oh, that's not original.
From the High. No, I love Highlander movies, so yeah, his name was McCloud.
They're remaking
it. I forget the Thacko was. Now you're getting too detailed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Davin and I just sitting here.
They're going to ruin another good 80s movie?
So how are you busy?
They're going to ruin another good 80s movie?
Yeah, probably.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
There can be only
leave 80s movies alone.
Wow. All right.
So there you go.
There you go.
I hope Becky in class likes you.
I'm going to get drunk with a guy named McFlippin.
No, it's McFluckin.
McFluckin, excuse me. McFluckin. Hey, officer, this guy McFluckin was at my house and he stole stuff from me.
I mean, we have completely different experiences when we go on the road.
You get yelled at and he has fun.
And you meet McFluckins.
I think it's just what you bring out in people.
You bring out nerds.
Yeah, I guess.
Out nerds.
And sexy pirates.
Oh, she's sexy now.
Yeah.
She was hot, and a pirate?
She was good looking.
How old was she?
I don't know. I don't typically ask women their ages.
Yeah, but you can tell.
What do you think?
That would answer a lot why you have fun when you go away and Davin doesn't.
I have fun.
Now you just thank you for clearing that up for us, buddy.
She was probably in her later 30s.
Okay. I have fun when I go away.
Davin has a lot of fun. He parties. He parties in all the Goodwill stores. He goes. He looks at everybody's.
Has racial slurs thrown at him.
It happens. I don't know why, but it happens.
Fantastic. He makes people scream "F this guy."
Yeah, that happened. No.
Somebody screamed "F."
Not this time.
Oh, last time.
No, we told that story when Kevin was here.
Right, right, okay.
The Trump supporter who likes free speech, just not others. Yeah, I do elicit a strange reaction, but it's not something I ask for. Could be the aura.
Well, as comics, we want to create an emotion in the audience.
And Devin incites anger.
You do create an emotion.
Yeah. I do.
Pissed off.
I do take an audience on a roller coaster ride. And I'll tell you another thing. I am tired of these people.
From hell.
What?
Roller coaster ride from hell.
Comedy should be an emotional thing. The best comics took you on emotional rides.
Right.
And I am tired of these people that go to comedy shows in casinos and then want to hold themselves up as high Christians. I had one of these this weekend. I had to make clear to them, you're in a casino where people are smoking, drinking, gambling, and whoring. I think I'm the least of your issues. we're not.
Now, what do they get? What do they have exception to what you said? What these?
I don't know. Because I talk about religion,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about bad things people do. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to my message, I'm actually very pro-human being.
Right.
But I think they were uncomfortable.
Pro-human being.
Well, that's nice.
Really, I talk
being.
About giraffes.
How many people you know that are pro-human being? You know
pro-human
humans. I am. I am very peaceful.
Davin is the world's last humanist.
Yes. Yeah.
I am.
Rogers. So is Satan.
David Harris.
I am the world's last humanist.
David Harris was here. He would agree.
Pacino, right?
Yeah.
Al Pacino. I'm a humanist.
I'm coming out. Guns blazing.
Listen, there's no reason to go to a comedy show and get offended, let alone one in a casino.
Oh, I agree with that.
If you go to if you're hypersensitive, you have no business going to a comedy show,
exactly.
Period.
I mean, so I take people on a ride. Only two people walked out during the whole weekend, and that was fine. I didn't care.
By the way, you were right. The Thacko is the 20-sided die.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Right on.
Thank God that was solved.
I know. Unfinished business, man.
Your regular Andrea Kramer reports over there.
Serious ship, bro. Don't mess with Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I won't even go near Dungeons and Dragons. I promise you.
Have you ever played it?
No.
I never played it.
I played Stratego. Really?
Stratego.
Stratego.
That's a board game.
Yes,
you train
it
a chimp to play Stratego.
You know what? People, when Dungeons and Dragons is brought up, it elicits two responses. Ours and theirs.
Correct.
It's either, oh, man, I played
correct.
It, it was great,
yep.
blah, blah,
yep.
or, oh, yes. nerd, yes. I
don't,
hate you.
I don't think so.
How did you ever get a girl to like you?
Either it consumed your life in between girlfriends, right. or you never touched it.
I don't think Joe and I expressed hate. I don't think we expressed that at all.
No.
Bewilderment. certainly confused, surprised, but certainly not hate.
No.
We're humanists. We don't hate anybody.
No, and never have hate. Never have hate. Basically, some people just don't like, you know. I was told I'm like an angry black woman.
What?
I was doing a show one time, and these African-American women
oh,
come
no,
outside,
she didn't.
And she comes out, you're like an angry black woman.
No way.
Yeah. I would just looking at you, I think that.
Yes.
Yeah. His show had a rolling pin in between his tits.
How do you go from Archie Bunker to an angry black woman?
I pulled it off.
He's conflicted. He's conflicted mid-bit.
That's a neat trick.
People perceive what they want. People project.
No,
what
right
they want
on. Everybody on. Sees somebody differently.
Exactly.
Yeah. You just aggravate people.
I do. That's fine. That's fine. That's all right. I'm going to make you think. That's where the act is right now.
Yeah. If I go up and you're sensitive, you won't. You know, you're going to have a problem with me. But if you go up and you're open minded, yeah, I just pull out the nonsense. You know, like I go up and I talk about the McDonald's workers making $15 an hour, and I go and the protest. Well, because you got a shit job, you weren't getting it. I'm sorry, it's a shit job. It really is. Yeah, and
you're
it's
supposed
not
to be broke, damn it.
And it's not supposed to be. It's not worth $15 an hour. And I go, I riff on it. Some people like it. Some people don't, you know. And then I goof on them that they don't like it, you know. And then I just bring us to McDonald's and explain what it's like to go there.
If you don't like it, work for Walmart.
But people think you're angry. People think you're angry.
Where did they get that fucking idea from?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I never get that I'm angry, but people think you're angry.
Sometimes, yeah, but I don't. Yeah.
It's your delivery.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is. It's your delivery.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because you got him shitting on the people, and then I'm shitting on other people when we work together.
Everybody goes home mad.
Everybody gets covered between me and Joe.
You guys are a model for repeat business.
The difference between me and Joe is Joe will want something to sometimes go, you know what, I'm not going to do this tonight, and I'm just going to go, fuck it.
That's
I'm going to do with this.
Because there's sometimes you want to fight the battle, and sometimes you don't want to fight the battle.
Yeah. You got to pick.
I had a period for about maybe 3 weeks back in July where I just wasn't in, you know, fighting the battle. I just did all. I softballed my way through my sets. Ooh. You know, huddle. Everybody had a good time as night. And then I said,
that's
right,
the safe way.
Enough of this nonsense. And I got back to where I was, you know.
Yeah, as comics, a lot of times we'll sit around and wonder why people aren't going to comedy shows.
I don't
want to. There you go. Exhibit A and B, 4 feet away from us.
Sorry, Vanilla Israel. Can't we all just get along? Have a nice time.
I did that last year. This Rosenblatt guy played.
Can't we just
talk
about
this Cherry guy got up there and really pissed me the fuck off.
Can't we just all talk about the hair my girlfriend leaves alone in her shower? Like hard hitting topics like that.
hey, nobody's walking out. That's a
don't give him ideas, man. Really, you raise the bar.
Every comic should have the ability to walk people.
Listen.
You're very pleasant.
You're very brave.
I am brave. I'm being brave. That bit is working nicely.
You're very brave.
We were talking about how friends lie to each other earlier? Yeah okay.
Listen, you got to take chances. It'd be really easy to pull back in some of these situations, but you know what? You got to make them think a little bit.
Everybody
but the thing is, you got to be funny. You can't just go up there and preach.
No, right on.
You got to have punchlines.
Well, yes, that's true.
Once you start preaching to everybody how they should live, then you lose them. And I tell people, like, I ask, you guys,
well, then you're running for office.
Right. I ask, are you Trump supporters? And some people say yes. And I go, I don't care who you're voting for. I go, I just want you to vote. And my act isn't to tell people who to vote for. I'll do some Trump material. I'll do some Hillary material. They're all a bunch of goofballs.
I'd like to, and I made this proclamation today to one of my buddies. I predict Trump is going to win.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
a Trump supporter.
I say Trump's going to win, too.
You've been saying that all along.
I do say that.
You say he's going to win because you want him to win.
I want him to win, but you could just. I don't see anybody really supporting Hillary.
I say
it's
going
to come down to a few states.
Where you live.
Why do you think
he's
going to win?
Very close.
Why are you feeling?
I am surprised.
I don't think
she. You don't think she'll make it be alive for the election?
No, I don't think she's going to. Well, I don't think she's going to mobilize the Democrat supporters that she needs. I don't think they're passionate about her as passionate as Trump supporters are. I don't think the I think the undeclareds are going to stay home. because they don't want to even get involved.
That I agree with.
And I think the undeclareds that do come out, Trump is going to be mobilized.
Apathy could give Trump the election. That's true.
I think that's.
Yeah. But when I go to that, Bernie, to that point, what Kevin's saying, Bernie really hurt Clinton. I mean, that was the base. I mean, he energized, I mean, the grassroots.
Well, if it was Bernie, he
people
would probably walk away with it.
But you know what?
Now
I,
it's
I
like,
go
oh, shoot. All right, we got to vote for Clinton. People wanted to come out and vote for Sanders, whether you agree with him or not.
But I go to
you know,
places
the guy
like
had
Oklahoma.
A
Oklahoma, you expect there's going to be a bunch of Trump supporters. I ask. There's not. It blows.
Really?
Yeah, Michigan, too. I mean, I know it's pretty even there. I thought there'd be a lot more Trump supporters. No, they could not. It could be they don't want to be honest about it. That's possible. But, you know, I'm expecting to get this enthusiasm. The most enthusiastic people I see for Trump live in Long Island. Long Island is Trump country.
Really?
Yes, but the rest of the state, not so much. He's not.
a lot of, this is a tough election. There's a lot of animosity on both sides. I know female Clinton supporters who are afraid when they say I'm voting for Hillary because the first thing out of people's mouth is, oh, you're voting for her because she's a woman. So who the hell wants to deal with that? I'm being fair here, man. I really am being fair. So then you get the Trump supporters. I'm voting for Trump. Oh, you're a racist. You hate everybody. Well, so it's like, who wants to deal with that? You know what I'm saying?
I think people don't want to even talk about it. I think people
really
don't want to talk about who they're voting.
Except on Facebook, where they can't help themselves.
Exactly. Keyboard warrior.
But that, it's the same people over and over again saying the same stuff.
Oh, right on, man. Right on.
But I think, I genuinely think the people who are voting probably don't want to talk about it, and they're just going to go to the polls and vote.
So you think apathy wins? Apathy gives it to Trump?
A lot of people, I think this could be a historic low turnout for a presidential election.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting. Very interesting.
I don't think
it's not going to be a landslide.
It's not going to be.
I doubt it.
He's not going to get all the states.
Trump's got Florida. Trump's taking Florida.
You don't know that.
Trump's taking Florida.
It's close down there.
No, it's not. Trump's taking Florida.
You know,
but how come he's getting?
I've been watching.
The polls are going to change dramatically.
I don't even pay attention.
I guarantee you, the day before Election Day, they're going to be dead even. Or within the margin of error. So when either one wins, and they did this with Obama too, they did this with Bush, there's no, you know, the media doesn't look stupid. You know, they're going to be within the margin of error, so
you
can go either way.
I say the biggest turning point in this race is going to be after Monday, after the debate.
Is that Hillary's last dose of antibiotic?
Yeah.
With the proper up. Half of his karate classes because he had the sniffles.
You have 50 kids in a class with snot bubbling out of their nose. You're going to get something.
At least Hillary shows up, mister.
And at the time, I had two in daycare at the same time. I should be dead right now.
Teach the front of the room sitting on his ass because he was cold.
I was green, throwing up.
You know, Hillary shows up.
My anus was pounding from the runs.
Your anus was pounding from other things.
I was on the toilet for half the class.
If Hillary gave a speech sitting down, you'd be all over. You taught classes.
She's a professional politician. She should
You're
be
a professional
that,
sensei.
That comedian who got up there sick and all. Now, I had instructors under me who could help out.
No, it was just you.
I talked everybody through it.
Yeah, so did
kick
she.
High enough.
I talked bow
off the mat.
Through.
You know how to give a chop. You know what to do.
You're not punching right. Break that board.
They were some of the most low-key classes I've ever seen with him when he was on death's door.
It happened every year when the kids went back
you
to school.
Powered through
I became a friggin' Petri dish.
Well, you know. And what, you don't think glad-handing all these animals with their kids like the politicians do is going to get you?
Like, wait, talk to you know, it's about the people glad-handing all these animals.
He's a humanist.
That's not the guy's. I'm
Depends
about,
on the
I'm human. A, the funny thing, 5 minutes, he goes, you know, I'm about the human race. You know, glad-handling these animals coming out.
I'm specific on certain humans. I don't like all humans. I don't like most humans. No, but there's some I enjoy.
That's why Kevin has more fun when he goes away. And you know, he winds up on pirate ships with hot chicks.
Not trying to save the world.
Pirate ship.
And you get racial slurs thrown at you.
Story, though. I like that story.
He
a
didn't
lot,
go
man.
On a pirate
I love
ship.
It.
Went back to his hotel room.
This is like when
and
David,
the girl had big doubloons.
This is like
where
when
were you? With Uncle Elmer.
When David and I work together, he'll be at his merch table and goes, I think I make a difference. Oh, here comes Joe. I think the bar's still open. That's the difference.
No, I think I make a difference.
Yeah. Because you're right. I try to go out and make a difference and enlighten
no,
people and stuff like
that.
Yeah. Me, I'm the bar's still open.
People get mad at you.
That's right. And people love it. You know, it's all right. You can't. Well, you can't be generic comic now.
No, you gotta have your own
identity. Not unless you're gonna work cruise ships.
Oh, right on. Actually, you know, I was on a cruise and the comedian was pretty good.
I'm not saying they're not good comics, right. But you're not right. Really, you're not really getting social statements on a cruise ship.
Yeah, and on a cruise ship, the stakes, the
people from all over the world. You
yeah,
watch
plus,
you
also, you got to be the cruise director's best friend is a lot. I mean, you, the cruise directors, knowing the cruise directors and making them happy is a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not so much with the glad handing. That's why I couldn't be a politician.
Okay.
You'll just insult the shit out of them.
No, I'm just honest.
I do it. It's fun.
I try not to say anything to people. I try to go my own way. Buy a T-shirt and move along.
But you're very reserved. Very.
Buy a T-shirt. Goodbye.
Very reserved.
If
very
I could
reserved.
Have my way about it, that's what it would be. But it's not. Oh, people want to chat. Why chat?
What would that T-shirt say? Fuck all of you?
That would sell well. That T-shirt would probably
buy
be
the first
best
one. Take about 10.
Fuck all of you. That might be the new T-shirt.
I'll take 7
be
for
brave,
every day of the week.
That's going to be the next
that's
one.
The T-shirt.
Once I sell the ones I got, now that'll be
which one is it?
It's gonna show. It's a bit you haven't seen yet, but the shirt's just gonna say "Be brave." It's a good bit. It's working out. I can never remember them all.
Yeah,
there's a
that's
lot.
But that's a great of it. You can the great part of it. You can write
do,
so many of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I do different
and
ones.
Do whatever comes to mind.
I added one that's working. Was brave is after a black woman says, "Oh no, you didn't go." Oh yes, I did.
That's rough, man.
You'd have to see the picture.
That's rough. They want to know why people yell shit at you.
Sorry. I get in the way of the ketchup eulogy.
he gets mad because I make a bit out of ketchup and it
works. Because it's a lying bit. You don't eat that shit anymore. You have to watch what you eat. You got the diabetes. You're rail against eating healthy, but now you have to. You're a fraud.
I wish my friend Julie was here. She goes, Joe Curry's got the diabetes.
The diabetes.
We were at Brokerage one night and Joe's on stage. He's got the diabetes.
Yeah, man. You're a fraud. You're telling people
that. A fraud with high blood sugar.
Well, you tell people to eat all this shitty food, but now you can't.
Boy, is it high. I get the shit chewed out of me on Friday by the doctor.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, lad, got your blood results. Trying to kill yourself again, are you?
Well, you know what you should say. Is that at least I'm being intellectually honest.
Yeah. Good. We'll read that at the
my act,
yes.
Doc.
We'll read that at the eulogy.
I will.
I got to make probably making friends, you jackass.
Listen, I have no problem if you die for your cause.
Oh, God.
That's a good thing.
Wait, you got bad blood work back?
Got bad blood.
Blood.
What is it, a vampire?
I'm Italian.
Usually it's between us.
This blood gave me the runs.
The
blood sugar was a tad too high this time around.
What are you pumping, motor oil?
Well, it's like 252.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It supposed to be?
150.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's WD for Joe. That's WD-40, my man.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were eating healthy now.
Lay off the porter.
You know what? It's been the schedule between the radio show, the comedy, and the new band and the old band.
Eating on the road and stuff.
Yeah, just getting
home. That's the worst thing for you.
Getting home, just trying to get a bite on.
Whatever you do, don't go to Hillary's doctor. We want you around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go to Trump's doctor.
Go to Trump's doctor. He'll tell you everything's fucking great.
He is the healthiest co-host I've ever seen.
Joe is the picture of health. I don't know what
picture of health. He's the healthiest comic, healthiest musician, healthiest co-host I've
ever
seen.
Morbidly obese and a candidate for skin cancer.
It's astonishing how healthy Joe Curry is.
If anybody, if I did get a clear bill of health, people go, that's astonishing. It is. Yeah, everything else is good. Actually, everything else is good. You know, cholesterol.
That's good.
Thyroid, blood sugar, not so much.
So I got some you stinks.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, what is this you stinks?
What is this you stinks?
You stinks.
Nice to meet you, man.
Same here.
Yeah, right on. We bring people together.
And tear them apart.
No.
I got two you stinks. The first one's got to be thrifty rental car. What?
It's just like the. I don't know. It's just like the you got to be a comic to understand it. You know, just like first thing, thrifty rental car because of course the rental car never could go smooth.
No, it should go smooth. It was thrifty rental car in the Oklahoma airport in Tulsa. I've never heard this before. They want you. You know how you have to return with a full tank, otherwise they rape you. But I've never heard, you have to be within 10 miles and provide a receipt. I've never heard this before. So they wanted that.
You have to be within
10 miles of the airport. You have to fill it within 10 miles of the airport.
Okay.
Why?
And so that they could see that they're going to have a full tank.
Oh.
And that you have to provide a receipt.
But they can't just look at the car's gas gauge?
I guess not. I guess not.
Wow. That's new. I've never heard of that.
Exactly.
Man.
Nor did I. I was a little.
They're being thrifty.
Thrifty. Proud of
that's
yourself.
That's ball breaking where I come from, buddy.
Now I've got to stay true to their
now
act.
I'm rooting for the blood sugar.
No.
So my flight's at 8. My flight home is at 8:21 a.m. They're supposed to be there at 7 a.m. They're supposed to be behind their little counter at 7 a.m. Nobody's at the counter. So now I want to drop my keys off in their lockbox.
Yeah.
But their lockbox is closed. You know how they have the lockbox for the keys?
Yeah.
And they want you to leave the receipt. So what I do is I take a picture of the clock in the airport, which is 7:01, and I leave it in the in Dollar Rental Cars lockbox and no receipt. And if they give me a problem, I'm going to be, well, here's the thing. My job requires me to come to work on time. And I asked the lady who works at the airport. She goes, yeah, on the weekends they don't come in until 8. What? What? That's not how you do business.
You don't drop in.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We can't just show up to our gigs and, you know, oh, 20 minutes after the show started, well,
we're
ready.
But it's
ready.
Like, you know, it's like you sit there and eat breakfast, have coffee. Let's go down and do some car renting, you know? You know?
I never heard of this.
Finish that second cup. Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, what is this?
Let's do it some car renting.
And nobody was in from any of the counters.
Wow.
It's 7 o'clock in the friggin' morning. There's flights going out.
What company was it?
This was Thrifty, but nobody was at any of them.
All right.
And I'm not leaving my receipt. Well,
you're in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, it's Tulsa, though. It's a city.
All right. I think just people do things differently than they do here, you know? Very slow. Yeah. And lackadaisical.
I don't know. They got the same clocks we have.
Yeah, but you don't abide by them. You don't abide by them the same way.
I don't know. I couldn't saunter in for my gig in Oklahoma. I had to get there on time, you know? Couldn't saunter in for the TV and radio I did. I had to get there on time.
Damn New York Jews. Want him to drop off his car?
Get me up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Calm down, boy.
Yeah.
Well, now I have pictures. I'll
Where are you going, Jew? Looking for money? Got to drop your car off?
Nickel and diming us.
The banks ain't open yet.
Where's that receipt, boy?
I took a picture of the clock.
Oh, God.
Evidence.
Did you really?
Yes, of course, for evidence.
Dennis, I thought you were kidding.
7:02, I had to get my grits, boy.
The cows needed a milking.
Yeah, the cows need a milking. Can't you turn your car in? No, I'm in a hurry to go to that New York.
You want all those deplorables up early.
You guys are just excoriating like people from a city.
Probably voting for that Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
A lot of people vote for Hillary out there, according to the shows.
Did they show
up finally?
I don't know. I left.
Oh, you just let. So
I dropped the keys in the Dollar Rental Car. No receipt, and I had my flight leaves at 8:21. I don't got time for their shenanigans. Show up to work.
Instead of taking a picture of the clock, I would have taken a picture of the gas gauge.
Yeah.
Well, I have the receipt. If they want that, I'll give them the receipt.
They charge $8 a gallon now.
Meanwhile, he gets on the plane. They're still waiting. Why the pilot's sitting home having a car? Let's do some flying.
We'll get there.
It is. I gotta love it, you stink.
Oh no! This is just a horrible trip for you, man. You gotta stay in New York, bro.
Goes in Harlem.
Dude, well, you gotta stay in New York. There's no friggin' places in New York, man. You leave the state, you get in trouble.
No, I like seeing other.
You get in trouble.
I like seeing how other places. It's fun to travel.
But they don't want you there, obviously.
And they don't want you there.
Like I'm the only one who would drop off a rental car. Like it was just me.
Was there anyone else waiting there?
I don't know. Well, other ones,
he doesn't know.
Other car companies, you could drop it off outside, and they did have people outside. But right. This is Thrifty, and now we know why.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, man. Yeah, next time, go to Hertz.
Yeah, Hertz had people there.
They might get there at 7:30.
Yeah. So, all right. So here's my American Airlines.
Ooh, you did that.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get on the Trump jet and just saunter off wherever
I Trump
wanted.
Train, baby. Choo-choo.
It's going to be great, Devin. Come on. I'll teach you why you're going to vote for me.
It's huge.
I'll give you that.
That was pretty good.
I knew when pressure was born.
Yeah, that was nice.
It just sounds like congested Joe.
Joe with a cold.
Joe with a head cold.
Whatever shit Davin's going to give him tomorrow.
That was good.
Thank you.
I'll just get out my little Trump jet and I'll do my act from in front of it. Gather round. Won't do any of my act. I'll just talk about merch I want to sell. Everybody goes home pissed. Go, what?
Yeah.
People still yell racial slurs at you.
That
You'll
might
be consistent.
No, if I'm with Trump, it's accepted. It's allowed.
Oh, okay. It's commonplace. Got it.
So when I'm flying there, we land in Tulsa on time, but we have to wait 15, 20 minutes on the plane because they only had one person to, like, run the planing crew for the whole Tulsa, Oklahoma airport in the evening.
One person?
Yes.
And what to do what?
I guess to call, the jetway over, get the jetway to come and take us off the plane.
Does he tow the jet and fly it, too? And
Well, no, the pilot
passes out the drinks while he's here in the air.
The pilot was in no mood, which makes me think he might be an East Coast guy. He's like, I've called. They got one person. He's like, well, I just got off the phone with the manager. She's at home cooking dinner for her family.
The manager. Get out.
The pilot is telling us, he goes, I am none too happy.
No.
And now she knows it, and they assure us we will have somebody on.
You're at home getting yelled at from a jet.
Yes. Wow.
There's a jet yelling at you.
Yes.
Get out here.
Wow. She's yelling back, my biscuits are burning.
This is my type of pilot. Wow. I like the attitude.
Well, that's when we were in Memphis, and we were coming back from Vegas, and we're on the plane, and they switched planes, and the pilot was pissed off, and we got on the new plane. He pulled out of the gate like he was in a Camaro. It was like...
he T-tops on the plane, spoiler on the back.
He was
hit the NOS button.
Usually there's a
Dice
whole thing.
He front.
Skull shifter.
Peels out.
Neon lights under the wings.
Only Italians from the 80s were allowed to board it.
Oh, no. Thanks, Davin.
Yeah, sometimes the pilots are is just as pissed as you are.
And that's
the
attitude. Stuck there longer than
he wanted to get back to the island, too. You know, back to New York.
Even if they're in Tulsa, they want to get back to the island. It's magical in Long Island.
That's the thing about it. Every time we go away, we always want to get back to the island.
Listen, I know I'm in Tulsa, but Ron Konkama needs me.
Yeah, we got to get back to the island.
Turn this shit around.
Let's get out of here. Let's get back to the island.
Get back to the island just because sit in traffic. Even the planes do. Yeah. So that's part one. I did like the pilot's attitude.
He had a sense of urgency.
I wasn't even going to have a you stink for this.
Right.
This wasn't going to be a you stink. But then when other things happened, it morphed into a you stink for American Airlines. So I'm leaving for home, and we're about to taxi out. And I have like a 45-minute layover to catch my next flight.
Right.
We're flying from Tulsa to Dallas to Newark.
Right.
And we're about to taxi out, and then the pilot comes on. Well, they're reconfiguring the landing strips in Dallas Airport, I guess, where they're going to have all the planes fly to. So now we have to sit for a while.
They're reconfiguring the landing
strips? I don't know what that means, but I guess they're probably like reordering where planes are going to land.
Oh, okay. Just like they're
gates.
There's some guy that
there.
There's a designer out there. I want 44L over there. 27R put over there. We have flights coming in. I don't care. Things have to be just so.
You were there. It might have happened that way. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm not going to argue with that. It's as reasonable as anything I've come up with.
You know what? And I can live with that.
Yeah.
There's a guy. He wants everything just so. I can fucking deal with
it.
Rains.
Let's get it done,
bring another drink, whatever.
The runway. I can't show my runways like this. They're all wet and musty. Yeah. All right, fine. We'll go with that. There's an exterior designer who's having a hissy fit, and I got to sit in the goddamn plane.
Oh,
fine. Yeah. Oh, but we should still get you to your gate on time, will ya?
How are you going
to
pull that off?
Well, we're going to try, Joe. So we take off about 15 minutes late.
Right.
And then we land in Dallas, and it just takes forever to taxi.
On the strip, just
big,
hanging out.
Big airport.
Yeah, I guess
so. How long
so.
Were you there?
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't timing, but my blood pressure was joining Joe's.
Oh, no. Nice.
I'm surprised you weren't timing.
Well, I mean, I was. I just don't remember.
Oh, okay.
So then we're right about to get to our gate.
All right.
Things are looking good. Then we got to wait another 15, 20 minutes because there's another plane there. We got to wait for them to get the plane out of our gate. So that happens.
That's funny.
My connecting flight is in Terminal A.
All right.
They are dropping us off in Terminal D. Clock is ticking.
Oh, yeah.
So now, and these are, Dallas is a huge airport.
You're jogging, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I got to take a train. It's
one of those.
Yeah. Where there's several stops.
Got it. Kind of like a Newark setup.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
It's bigger than Newark, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It might be.
Dallas Fort Worth might be pretty big. Yeah.
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 Big. Might be like Minneapolis or Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
One of those huge ones.
Yeah,
so now I jog to the train. And there's a couple of other people. There's a bunch of other people that, you know, are worried about their connecting flights, you know, because I had
now, this flight's going where? LaGuardia, Newark? Okay.
Newark. So then, all right, so I get to the train. Mm-hmm. So now, God forbid, the gate be right where the train gets off.
Why would it be?
Why? Exactly, yeah. Joe. I got to run 15 goddamn gates with my stupid overpacked computer bag and my carry-on because I don't want to pay $50 or $70 for a packed luggage. So I'm running like an asshole, like the old Seinfeld episode, except then when bags were free. Remember when they're running in the airport?
Bags were free. When bags were free.
Yes. So I'm running with my stupid carry-on. And I noticed, though, while I'm on my train, because the gate closes 10 minutes, the jetway for the plane closes 10 minutes before you take off.
Okay.
That's why. So we're supposed to take off like 8:25. Mm-hmm. So I should have had till 8:15. I'm on the train. I noticed at 8:10, I get a text from American Airlines that they're putting me on another flight. Well, that's not a good sign. I got 5 minutes.
Oh, what are they no doing? Way.
So now I'm racing like a bat out of hell. I'm getting there, and I get to the gate, and I'm sweating. I get to the gate, and the plane is still there. I should get on this plane.
Okay.
No. They just closed it a minute ago.
Oh,
they
dude.
And they can't open up the goddamn plane. And now there's 10 other people with me. 10 other people who are fucked because of the exterior designer wanting to redesign these stupid runways. And we're all fucked. So what they did is they probably put the people flying standby, made that money, and now they pushed me to another flight.
When was another That's flight? Terrible. The next flight?
3 hours later.
Three hours?
Yeah.
I would have went fucking nuts.
Really, in an airport, because that works out well. Well, nothing bad happens when you lose your shit at the airport.
Well, I don't mean you.
And you would have been led away in cuffs.
Oklahoma's one thing, TSA something different. Yeah.
I don't mean
you wouldn't have done
I
shit.
I mean, in the physical sense. I mean, I would have been, look, you got to bring another plane up.
No, I took it like a champ. Like, oh, this sounds wonderful.
No.
I'll be at Chipotle.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And now 9 other people are in the same predicament I am.
Yeah.
Because they come in, like, what? The plane's right there. We can't. No, I've been on planes where they hold it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're right here. It's 8:15.
They probably packed the plane.
Oh, they pack every fucking plane.
Yeah, they packed the plane and just stuck you. Unbelievable.
And you know what? Did they have any? Well, is it the same American Airlines? It's American Airlines American Airlines.
Yeah.
Didn't they have an idea that the flight coming in was running late and maybe there would be people on that flight? Maybe they would want to wait.
So naive. Shit. Oh, it's cute that you don't fly.
Yeah, there's nobody that cares less.
I gotta tell you something.
Yes. The Nazi Cali cars had better service than the airlines did.
I
at least they got you there on time.
I gotta tell.
Time was money.
We don't gotta rush this one. We can take it.
I gotta say something. The way he was talking to me, you don't know how many lines of people waiting to get on a plane have been in stitches listening to the both of us.
I was not doing comedy at this moment.
I know, but there have been times when I've noticed people like laughing their ass off on our fucking antics online.
I gotta instruct them how to do their job.
Well, I know, because you had to go up to the gate and tell them we're going to the wrong place, stupid.
I had to tell Southwest they were flying to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, they were confused.
Yeah.
Wow. Southwest.
At least I get my luggage free. I gotta wait 3 stupid hours. And, you know, my wife has to pick me up later. So now I'm boarding group 4 instead of boarding group 2, because they board you in various cattle calls.
Yeah, you get corralled.
Yeah. So, at least this time I was getting an aisle because I was the first one to run there before I was in the middle. So that's a win. But row 30, I don't care. So as I'm getting ready to board, they make me check my bag. They pay for it, but they make me check my bag because there's no more room in the overhead. The whole purpose of taking carry-ons, besides saving money, is so you don't have to wait at baggage claim.
Correct.
That's the whole fucking purpose of the whole damn game.
It's absolutely terrible.
Pay the baggage fee.
Well,
too.
Yeah, but if they do it at the gate, they don't have to do that.
Right.
So, and then you don't know if your luggage is going to get there. You know, it's always a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Your luggage can arrive 3 hours later too in a situation like that.
When I went to Kuwait the first day, I didn't have luggage.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Last time I went to Disney, that happened. I got there at like 2 in the
Disney
afternoon.
Disney, yeah.
It's hot.
Same thing, Russ.
You sweat.
It's hot and it's warm.
Kuwait's a dry heat, though.
Yeah.
Kuwait's a dry heat.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you can't bitch. Where's my luggage? Oh, I'm sorry. We're away from our families fighting a war. Sorry, this is inconvenient.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly.
You keep
what's
your mouth
worse, getting
shut.
Shot out of 4 pissed off kids who don't have bathing suits at Disney World?
Yeah, you walk around and do your set in swamp with swamp ass and wait for your to show up.
Yep.
Probably parachuted
well,
out.
On that one, on that flight, I was with Dennis.
Right.
And we were running. The reason our luggage didn't get there, because our flight from Newark to D.C. was going to take us to Kuwait.
Right.
For some reason was delayed. So now I'm running ahead of Dennis. Can you imagine Dennis Ross? I mean, if Jabba had legs, no offense to Dennis.
Dude.
I mean, he's not that big, but he moves that well.
How many Hanukkah cards do you get every year? I'm curious.
No. He's got a bad
my
leg.
My friend, let me tell you.
No, he's got a bad
this
leg.
This fat bastard was running through
it's not that. He's got a bad leg. He's got Crohn's. He's not in good shape.
So tease him even more, Davin. That's good.
No, if it wasn't for me, we don't even
twist
the knife.
So now Davin.
No. He's a humanist.
If it wasn't for me, we never would have made that flight. I ran up ahead. I go, hey, Dennis is way behind me. Just give us a couple of minutes. And we made the flight, but the luggage didn't.
Can I tell my travel story?
Yeah, let me just finish this.
I want to hear something. I'd love to hear something positive.
Yeah. I have a feeling you won't.
Yeah, because it was great. They actually put me in the Admiral's Club.
I got the hottest stewardess.
It was great, and they comped me, and it was, I don't know what you're
hot.
Really?
The last time I had a rail against fat stewardesses. And we can't have two fat stewardesses on a flight.
You see this?
We can't have two fat stewardesses on a flight because the aisles are too narrow for that.
Just stay in New York, will you?
No, I don't want to be here either.
See, that's the looking problem with me. My house being on sale and my days limited, I haven't been able to go on the road. So
and the road thanks you.
Yeah.
So I got to check my luggage. I'm not happy. The wife is now. I land in Newark. I was sitting next to a lovely couple. They were in the same mood I was in.
Oh, wonderful.
But we were chatting on the flight. So I land in Newark. I see the wife outside circling the stupid airport because he can't park. This is the day after the bombing.
You got to run and jump onto a car as it comes by.
Pretty much, and they're three rows deep, and the cops are chasing you.
And there was a heavy
police presence at Newark.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was worried.
Sure.
I was worried we weren't even going to land. But for some reason, it takes 30 minutes to unload luggage off of a plane.
At least.
Until the thing even started. So that whole mishigas.
That's the worst thing, getting the luggage, though, because you're beat, you're tired, especially, you know, and you got to find a gate, especially if it's like an airport you haven't been to, you got to find it, and you know, it's like, where's my stuff? And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, so American Airlines gets a huge stink. I have to try to book my flight to the Bahamas tonight. By the way, before Kevin tells us.
I'm going Delta. Take Delta down there.
Go to the Bahamas.
I'm working. But get,
I know. not just Bahamas, Kevin. Atlantis.
He's going to Atlantis.
Yeah, Atlantis. So not just the Bahamas.
He's probably
going
to come back. The fucking dolphin picked a fight with me.
Exactly.
And I told Flipper, fuck off.
Could happen.
And he complained.
I can't find that tiny violin I have in my
Well, remember
room
the
service made my pillows crooked. They forgot to mint on my pillow.
But the last time I was in Atlantis, an old black man threw a chair at me and called me racist.
Are you kidding me?
No, that happened.
He can't even have a gig in fucking paradise.
In paradise.
Exactly. Literally.
Can't go to one fucking of the paradise.
Best luxury resorts in the world.
Well, it's not my fault. It's
how do you?
And then he's trying to leave and storm out, and it's not going well for him. I'm like, oh, that's the service exit. That's the wrong one. So he felt like shit.
Just throw fuel on the fire.
But he
sure,
was an idiot. He didn't know what the Amistad was. He was calling me. The Amistad's a success story for the African American.
Yes.
And he didn't know his own history.
Yes.
So he's the asshole, not me. But anyway. But no, so like to fly back,
wow,
I can't get like a return flight. Like it's either like $200 more than it should be, or I have to have 14 to 25 hour layovers.
14 to 20?
Yes. To fly back on a Monday.
I figure they want
to
get
so
the
I'm
hell out of there
back
as early
on a
as
Tuesday,
possible.
Hoofing it here so we could do a show. So yeah, but well, that'll be a huge stink for the next time once I get it this book. Kevin, your story, and then we go to break.
So I mine wasn't quite as bad as yours.
I'm sure it wasn't. Admiral's Club, chicks.
Stewardesses are blowing them.
So I had
hey, Kevin, come check out my boat.
So you know how now when you go through the TSA, sometimes you get selected for the feel-up?
Yes,
and not
yes,
always,
yes,
well,
yes.
I got
random.
Selected.
Oh, no,
brother.
I was
5'2", blonde. Right?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, they work in a TSA.
This little old black guy. And he,
come here now. I gotta feel your balls.
Really digging into my couch.
Get out!
What?
Like he's
get out!
Some time.
He was looking for something.
I was putting up with it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it felt good.
He goes. I think I feel something here. And I was like,
yeah.
So do the ladies. But
yes.
But do I have to pay?
Now is he on balls or cock?
He was in the gap.
Oh, that's a weird feeling. Did he give you a little pinch? He give you a little shit?
It was almost in that pressure
what
point.
What was he looking? Yeah.
And his
prostate.
He was playing ping pong. Yeah.
He goes, what do you have here? And I looked down at him. And I didn't say it. I just gave him the look like, what do you think? You have it there, too, and it's probably bigger.
I have 10 inches of cock. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
and then he looks and he goes, Do you have metal in here?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. He goes. Do you have shorts on? And I said, yeah, I'm wearing them.
Wow. He wants to know if you're commando.
He goes, no. He goes, do you have shorts on under your shorts?
That's a little fresh.
I said, yeah, I have underwear on. And he goes, And so I was like, look, and I go to drop.
Yeah.
Oh. And he goes, no.
He went from Kevin to Magic Mike.
And then some lady comes over, and it must be something this guy does, because she's like, whatever his name is, he's fine. Let him go. Like that she had that voice in her, like, oh, here we go again.
He's jerking off
a passenger.
Yeah. Oh,
he tried
no.
to jerk me off in front of customs. I don't really, you know, really.
He needs to get fired.
But he was like, I posted about it.
Good for you.
Humorously, not bitching. But I tagged Newark Airport in it, and they sent me a message, and they said, please send us where you were, what gate you were at,
wow.
the airline, not the airline.
Holy smokes.
Where you were at the gate you were at, your time, and what he looked like.
Wow.
So I did. I sent it back, and they said, we're gonna look into this.
Good.
Wow.
You're
good.
Making
wow.
a difference. So, yes. Well, that's,
yes.
And that's not
a ball jostle should not be part of security. Yeah.
There'll be no little black men filling up Jews anymore.
So then I get into the plane, and there's
with a hard on.
Had to walk off down the concourse, work off my rod.
Went outside for a cigarette after that one.
He finished me. I don't know.
Can we just put your hand on the back of a little black man's head?
I have to go clean my shorts.
You wearing
underwear? I was wearing underwear until they were rendered useless.
Only one layer of defense.
The guy went home with a souvenir.
So I get on the plane, and I have the window seat, and there's the seat between us is empty, and a girl has the aisle seat, and she was a pretty girl.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there, and she's got this Costco size jug of gummy bears, full, brand new.
She's nice. Gonna fart a lot.
Huge jug of
that's
gummy
a lot
bears.
Of sugar. That's going to lead to farting.
Yeah, and she looks at me and she goes, do you want some gummy bears? And she opened, and I said, no, I don't like taking food from strangers. I'm like, no, I'm good. And she goes, okay. She's like, yeah, I'm waiting for the alcohol too. I got to start drinking. And I was like, I just wanted to get on the plane and go to sleep. Like, I got on a plane.
And you said this person, you sit next to her, right?
And I was like, well, there's going to be somebody between us, so I don't have to
deal
with whatever.
And you see the guy walking, get the fuck in here now!
That's the only empty seat in the plane as it ends up. Okay. So there's nobody between us.
Oh,
so man. Then she puts a...
You booked that right. That worked out well.
Yeah, I don't know how that ended up. So she takes a pillow and she puts
maybe
it
the
on.
Other guy was stuck at the TSA getting jerked off, too. He missed the flight.
Gets on a plane. Some black guy tried to jerk me off at customs.
He decided to stay.
That's Ned. Boys being boys. Did you finish?
Kevin blew his load too quick.
Decided to stay. So she takes a pillow out of her bag and she puts it on the seat between us. And I look at it and it's this little decorative pillow and it's got a picture of a pug on it.
Oh, okay.
But you could tell that it wasn't like this was her pug.
Right.
It
was, she loves her doggy.
And I was like, all right. Well, I was like, well, that's strange. So the plane starts taxiing and then we start to take off. And I always like, ever since I've been a little kid, I like to look out the window during.
Oh, absolutely,
know,
man!
I just like
hell
that
yeah!
Part of it. And so I start to open up the window, and I hear her just go, and I look over at her, and she's clutching the pillow to her chest and crying.
Oh, she's scared
during takeoff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got to be. And she's like rocking and crying, clutching
no.
the pillow. And I was like, oh. So I lower the window back down, and
calm her down?
And we get it. Yeah.
If there was any time you wished ISIS would run up the aisle,
you just got jerked off. You had the best.
You've lived life. You've lived life. What's next? You know, what can it be next?
She's crying. I don't want a snack bar.
So we get into the air, and then she calms down a little bit, and I fall asleep. I wake up about an hour and 10 minutes later, and I look over at her. No lie, the gummy bears half gone.
Get Holy out!
She
shit.
Ate half of this. She just left.
And she's this little. She's a small girl.
She's yeah, small girl. She left. She left only the green and yellow gummy what? Bears. For
oh,
reason.
She's no, is she lad. Eddie Van Halen?
And she, and there's three empty bottles of vodka.
Oh wow!
On her tray,
oh, wow.
And she's pounding through a orange juice and vodka. And
it's like you're traveling with an 80s child star.
Honestly.
So I look at her.
You know, Gary Coleman.
Yeah, right.
So I look at her and I go, what do you have against the green and the yellows? And
why would you start up a conversation?
You know what? I don't know why.
Material, stupid. He's a comic.
And she just
gets something out of this.
She looks at me with this horrified face and just goes, what? And I said, nothing. And I pull my hood back over my face, and I went back to sleep.
No. Once you start the conversation, you can't push out.
But the way you ask is, I'm a this material. This is.
But he pushed out.
This is fucking 5 minutes tonight.
No, but I saw in her face. She did not. She wanted to be in her vodka and her terror.
Fine.
And so fine. I fell asleep for another 15 or 20 minutes. We're getting close to descent, and the pilot comes on and goes, "We're gonna be encountering a little turbulence."
Oh, great! Because that just makes it better.
And she goes, "Oh, great! This has to happen, doesn't it?"
How old is this girl?
She was 30. She was an adult. 30,
all right, growing up.
And I was just
sort of.
So, and we hit a little turbulence, nothing really bad, but it was, you know, it was bumpy.
Nothing to make her go bullshit.
Pissing gummy bears. Yeah.
We start to descend. Clutches the pillow. And starts to cry again.
I feel bad for her.
She was, and so finally we land, and we I looked at her and I was like, "We made it. Like, it's okay."
Yeah.
And she looks and she goes, "I have to thank you for not talking to me and not trying to engage me." She says, "As you can tell, I'm a really bad flyer.
No.
And I hate talking to people about it. And they always try to make me feel better. And there's nothing that can make me feel better." And I was like, "Well, that's not exactly true. Apparently, red gummy bears and 3 bottles of vodka."
Always a comment.
Took the edge off.
Yeah.
You just say no problem or thank you. You got to get a little line in.
Wow.
Did you talk about it that night?
Well, the funny thing was, so we're getting off the plane.
It was the pirate girl.
I was so tempted to say, "Hey, I have a show down the road."
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you?
No, you weren't.
Got a plug. Got a plug.
Drunk and gummy beared up.
Come on out.
You had it where you wanted her.
Yeah, come next thing, the next morning in the bedroom, there's fucking gummy bears and fucking vodka all over the place.
Yellow gummy bears all over the sheets.
You haven't lived until you've had a gummy bear in your ass. That's all I'm saying.
Well, wow. I don't know where to go.
The way you look at me. Like
I know. Hey, Joe, have you done that?
No.
Joe looks the sweetest fish.
No.
He likes the Skittles.
The Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
They're just like refugees. Anyway.
Dude.
What? I didn't say it.
Would you eat one?
A refugee?
No.
What'd she look like?
If you knew one of the Skittles in the box could kill you, would you eat the Skittles?
Would I eat the Skittles?
Yeah.
If I knew one could kill me?
Yeah.
No, I'd get another box. Get another box of the unkilling Skittles.
So that's what he wants to do. He just wants to wait till there's a better box that comes along.
There's always better boxes. They're not on this boat. They're on the next boat. That's the thing about refugees. They're always coming.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat this box of refugees. We got other ones.
Okay. There you go.
What a stupid thing for him to say, to compare people to Skittles.
He didn't even say it. It was a meme he shared.
Yeah. No. Well, you're right. It was a meme. I like how Skittles has to fucking respond to it.
Did they?
Did the Skittles respond?
They didn't.
Oh, the Skittles. Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They're like, you know.
The rainbow and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. More or less.
It's just candy, jackass.
Well,
leave us alone.
Much said, you know, we don't like that candies compared to human beings, but we're not going to talk about it anymore because it'd be construed as like promotion.
You see what he said? You see what the old man wanted to compare it to? Tootsie Rolls would be calling up in no time.
Oh,
Skittles are delicious.
Dude, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
And now, possibly deadly.
So a gummy bears, but thanks to Kevin, I don't want to eat one ever again.
I like candy. All right.
Dude, you totally fucked that one up for me, man.
Sorry.
All right. On the break, we got Club Suckers and Disco Bastards with Drinking Song. This is, of course, you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Club Suckers, Disco Bastards with Drinking Song. We'll be right back with more.